I would encourage all Christian leaders to take this very seriously. I mean, I think for a pastor to have heard that there is this debate, that there is this evidence, there is this controversy. Mm-hmm. Things have been written on both sides of this issue. Okay, fine. Then let's tell people that's the case. But, and I deal with this in the birth control pill booklet, but, you know, one of the arguments is we don't want to worry women. We don't want to cause concern in people. There's so many things people have to about already that we don't want to upset them. And actually, that is a very condescending view of women. Oh, the poor little dears, you know, we don't want them to have to be faced with information that could make it difficult so that they would have to consider choosing some other form of birth control or contraceptive. You know, I mean, that's, come on, let women be the mature adults that they are, and let them make that decision. I mean, that just, to me, it's just so condescending in a very inappropriate way. I think it's very unfair and unethical to deliberately withhold information. And so I think that's where a pastor, for instance, who's doing premarital counseling, you know, and so the contraception comes up, and I think you should be able to honestly say, you know, some people, beginning here, some people don't believe that contraception is right. And here's why they don't believe it. And we, on our website, have a dialogue wrote that has an argument between two people, one who believes that contraception is just fine. They don't believe in abortion. And anything that's an abortifacient, they, including possibly birth control pills, you know, they don't believe in that, but they do believe that contraceptives are appropriate, or at least sometimes appropriate. Then there's another position taken by Christians that it really is not ever appropriate because children are a blessing from the Lord, and we should want, what other blessings of God do we try not to get besides children, and maybe we should change our minds about this. Okay, that's the thing that I think people need to work through. But then beyond that, if you do choose to use a contraceptive, then you should know that some contraceptives can't possibly cause an abortion. And here's this one, the birth control pill, the IUD, and these others that can possibly cause abortions. And so here's some information that will help you determine what you think is the case and level of risk and all that. And I just think if we don't share that, then I think it makes you wonder how can we in good conscience withhold information from people. I think down the line, we would have to be willing to face someone and explain to them why you didn't tell them something which, had they known, given their set of convictions, would have affected whether they made that choice or not.